Hello, this is the SearchSecurity.com Threat Monitor podcast for the week of May 15th, 2008. In these bi-monthly recordings, SearchSecurity.com contributors offer expert advice on the latest information security threats. I'm Billy Hurley. Windows command line tools can be a valuable resource to security professionals charged with the secure configuration of Windows machines. In this tip, Ed Skotus defines five more useful Windows commands that can provide new insight into the realm of Windows analysis. And now for this week's edition of Threat Monitor, more built-in Windows commands for system analysis, written by Ed Skotus. Keep in mind, to read the tip in its entirety or get the full list of command line instructions, make sure to visit searchsecurity.com/tips. In my March 2008 tip, I covered some of the most useful command line tools in Windows, including the WMIC, net, open files, netstat, and find commands. This month, I'll round out that top 10 list by addressing five more useful commands and analyzing how security professionals can use each one to help them do their jobs better. Previously, I looked at how the WMIC command offers interesting insights into running processes. The task list command also has some nice features worthy of inclusion, pulling some process attributes that are difficult or impossible to discern using WMIC. When run by itself with no options, the task list command shows a list of all running processes, displaying their names, PID numbers, and other statistics. Many Windows users don't understand the relationship between service and processes, having at best a murky idea that they are different but related entities. In reality, each service on a Windows box must run inside of a process, and some processes have multiple services living inside of them. Thus, there is a one-to-many relationship between processes and services, which the task list command can reveal. Next, there's the reg command for fine-grained registry analysis. The reg command lets users interact with the registry of their machines at the command line. Instead of using the cumbersome regedit GUI to navigate the registry, security pros can simply pop open a Windows command shell and run the reg command to read or update the registry. However, the reg command doesn't allow for interactive browsing of the registry. Users need to know the full path to the registry keys they want to view or alter. But given that path, the reg command is an easy way to make changes. Most serious Windows users are familiar with the ipconfig command, which is useful for showing the network settings of a Windows box. But there's a particularly useful feature of ipconfig that a lot of folks aren't aware of, a function that is quite beneficial to security pros given the capabilities of today's botnets. The output of the command shows the various cached domain names, their associated IP addresses, and the time to live, in seconds, for the DNS record. If users run the command repeatedly, they can see the time to live decreasing until records expire and are discarded or get renewed. Watching the DNS cache and time to live values is particularly important when investigating fast flux botnets, which utilize DNS records with small TTLs to force constant updates and confuse investigators regarding the location of the hacker's critical backend servers. Admittedly, ipconfig doesn't have as many fancy options as the other commands covered in this series, like task list and reg. But this one use of the command is immensely helpful. Sometimes administrators or security professionals want to run a command repeatedly, perhaps at 5-second intervals to look for changes in its output. To accomplish this goal, they can rely on Windows for loops. Windows support five different kinds of for loops, which can iterate over file integers, file names, directory names, file contents, and strings. With this command, a user is telling the machine to start a loop with a variable at 1, counting by 0 all the way up to 2. That'll count forever until the user hits Ctrl-C to stop it. A user can simply run the task list command at each iteration. This technique can be used to run each of the commands covered in this series repeatedly, letting users more carefully scrutinize the output. More complex syntax can even parse the output of the command to allow generation of custom scripts for detailed system analysis, but such syntax goes beyond the scope of these monthly tips. While the Windows command line has many powerful tools, believe it or not, sometimes a GUI tool can do the job better than the command line. Find out how after a quick word from SearchSecurity.com.
Think the information security threats landscape isn't changing? Wrong. Attackers have moved away from annoyances like email viruses and network worms. Instead, malicious hackers are using dangerous new custom rootkits, trojans, and other malware designed to evade traditional defenses. But all is not lost. Get exclusive hacker insights from SearchSecurity.com's Intrusion Defense School. SANS instructor Lenny Zeltzer explains how to thwart this year's challenging new set of security threats. Don't be the next victim. Check out Lenny Zeltzer's exclusive lesson today at SearchSecurity.com/intrusion defense. That's SearchSecurity.com/intrusion defense.
While the Windows command line has many powerful tools, believe it or not, sometimes a GUI tool can do the job better than the command line. However, memorizing the obscure locations where Microsoft has buried various controls in its GUI is a bewildering task. Fortunately, users don't have to dig through the GUI to find what they want. Instead, they can rely on command line shortcuts. Instead of going to the Start menu, users can go to the nearest command prompt and type specific commands like secpol, secpol.msc, services.msc, control, task manager, taskmgr.exe, explorer.exe, or event viewer, eventvwr.msc. At first, it may seem that the various Windows commands covered in these tips are obscure or hard to memorize. But with diligent practice, these Windows command line tools can help administrators and security pros wield far more power over their Windows machines, configuring them more securely and analyzing them in greater detail when they get attacked. That concludes this week's edition of SearchSecurity.com's Threat Monitor podcast. You can also download more of our podcasts by visiting www.searchsecurity.com/podcast. And to read this tip in its entirety and get the full list of command line instructions, make sure to visit searchsecurity.com/tips. Thanks for listening.